Washington County Board of Equalization. You know, when I first started, we didn't have a gavel. And then Commissioner Renstrom got a gavel, and now I feel naked up here without a gavel, because I'm going to pound on something and say, we have officially started. I can flip that like a lipstick. Anyway, with that, our first item is approval of the minutes of Board of Equalization for September 6th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The second item is Board of Equalization action.
Yep.
Okay. Del Murphy, it is good to see you here.
Thank you very much. And we're back again. And like I said, Josh and I are representing the clerk of the board in this function. Okay, so first handout are properties that we are changing to primary. So it's your first packet here. Here's, let's see, 11 pages. These are all changing from non-primary to primary.
This is quite a list. Is this new construction, new buys? Is that...
No, this is, some of them are, but most of them are just people that didn't answer our letters, and now they saw the notice and they're, you know, finally sending in an application.
Very good. Well, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations of
the
clerk of the board in changing these properties listed before us from non-primary to primary.
Aye. We'll second that.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, so the next one page are properties that we are changing from primary to non-primary.
I move that we approve the, or accept the recommendation of the clerk to change these list of properties from primary to non-primary.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. That is a much smaller list.
Yes. Okay, so now this next group have several motions. So the first motion is going to be for the properties listed under the heading adjustments to market value and changes of assessment level to primary residential. So these are all getting a market value reduction and being changed to primary.
I move we accept the adjustments to market value and the changes of assessment level to primary residential.
I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
Okay, the next four properties on your list are properties that appeal their market value. They receive no adjustment to their market value, but they are being changed to primary.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations on these four properties with no change to assessment value, however, changing their status to primary.
Second.
We have a motion second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
Okay, and then at the bottom of page one, you have one property. That property is not getting any adjustments to market value, but the assessment level is being changed to FAA.
I move that we accept the recommendations of this property with no adjustment to market value, but an assessment level change to FAA.
I second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
Okay, so this next group starts on page two and goes to the middle of page 10. These are all properties that had appeals filed for market value changes, and they are all receiving a market value change, an adjustment to their market value.
I move we accept the recommendations of these properties listed with the adjustment to market value.
We have a motion. I second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. So there are two properties that have to be motioned separately due to legislation. So these two properties, this Desert Rose, St. George LLC, and Joe Batty, these are properties that received an adjustment to market value. The adjustment was at least $1 million and at least 20% of the value. So that's an and. It isn't just that they were lowered $1 million, they were lowered at least $1 million and over 20%. So that is, those have to be motioned separately according to the Utah legislation.
A quick explanation on the Desert Rose property. It's a Section 42 low-income housing. They did not provide the documentation by their deadline, which was April 30th. So the law requires us to put it at market value until they do provide their documentation, and they did it through the appeal process. So this is on here, but it was we
property, the conversion of the Zion Motel and the Birkin that they purchased at like $4 million and then found out they couldn't
rent all of it,
so there was a massive reduction in the price.
Yeah, it's, interestingly enough, we reach out to this management group every year. There were other properties they didn't submit that, and they, in addition to this, they will also have a fee because of their
lateness.
Yeah. So,
well, I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations for these two properties, adjusting the market value both $1 million and 20%.
Well, at least. Yeah, it's not. They're not an exact. They're just in that category.
Okay.
Right. It's not there.
At least $1 million.
And 20%.
And 20%.
I second that.
We have a motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay. And then that next small group are properties that are being adjusted from taxable to partially exempt. So part of the assessment will be exempt.
I see a couple of our favorite property owners in there.
I move that we accept these recommendations and adjust from taxable to partially exempt.
I have a motion, and I second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, and then from the very that last one on the bottom of page 10, going all the way to bottom of page 12, these are all properties that appeal their market value and are receiving no adjustment.
Okay. Does that mean they were denied?
They were denied, yes, correct.
So their adjustment was found fair?
Yes. Or, and the ones where you see like BOE on there, that means that they agreed with, they stipulated. I think they mostly all have a hearing officer. There's one that says BOE, they just stipulated, but I think the rest of them all have a hearing officer. So the hearing officer determined that there was no cause, no evidence for a reduction on those.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the recommendations of the board on these properties listed and that no adjustment be made to market value.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion passes.
See, that's it. So we have one more meeting on October 4th in the afternoon, and we will bring, I think we've got 82 files left.
October 4th, that's like next week.
Yeah, I know. We just had to get, all these in. We still are.
Yeah.
We're still running hearings till through tomorrow.
Okay.
But we had to get these in because this takes an inordinate amount of work to get these changes put through before David Whitehead sends the bills out. So we wanted to get this big bulk in today. And then Tuesday we will wrap up with the last 80-something and then whoever comes into our office with primary exemptions. We are, at this point, anyone that's asking for primary is past September 15th, so we are charging them all with the $50 administrative fee per, you know, per our policy. But we'll probably bring some more in for that because we have people that are coming in late and we're still working their exemptions. So okay. Tuesday you'll see a balance of that. Anything after Tuesday that wants a primary exemption will have to be an administrative adjustment, so it'll be a different process.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, with that, the Board of Equalization will stand adjourned.